Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
When it comes to aquatic emergency, every second counts. A drowning victim's survival depends on quick rescue and immediate care. It's important to recognize if a swimmer is in distress or drowning. In both cases, the swimmer needs help immediately. A swimmer in distress may still try to swim, but makes little or no forward progress. If not helped, a swimmer in distress will soon become a drowning victim. An active drowning victim may be vertical in the water, but unable to move forward or tread water. An active drowning victim may try to press down with the arms at the side in an instinctive attempt to keep the head above the water. A passive drowning victim is motionless and floating face down on the bottom near the surface of the water. Remember, reach or throw, don't go. That means don't venture into the water to save someone. Have safety equipment like ring buoys or reaching poles nearby, as well as a cell phone to call 911. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.